Psyche Eval is the measurement framework I have been building to answer one question about psyche profiles. Does giving an assistant structured user profile context measurably change its behavior? A second question follows immediately. Does the measurement track something a human reviewer would call fit, rather than something more accidental like response length or training data overlap? The framework feeds a generator and judge harness in which fixed personas and scenarios run under a small set of profile conditioning treatments. The resulting assistant outputs are scored along 10 rubric dimensions plus a red flag taxonomy, and a separate force choice pairwise channel asks judges to pick winners head-to-head. V01 is the first complete tri-model run of that harness, and this post is the V1 public framing of what it shows. The strongest claim V01 supports is that all four profile conditioning conditions beat the no-profile baseline in pairwise judging, and that the explicit behavioral contract conditions, C3 and C4, beat the simple trait label condition, C1, on the same channel, with both findings holding for each of the three judges separately. Both claims are robust within the same author pairwise scope that V01 was run under, which is a load-bearing qualifier I will return to. The more interesting territory in V01 is what happens when you stop reading the headlines and start reading the confounds, because most of what looks like a clean result on first pass turns out to be at least partly tracking length, contract structure, or provider family halo. And the most informative numbers in the run are the ones that surface those confounds rather than the ones that score the conditions. This is, in other words, a methodology pilot, not a validation. Its value is in the open questions it surfaced for V02 and V03 to settle, not in the headline numbers it produced. There are two findings in V01 that I think are genuinely worth lingering on. The length bucketed pairwise analysis on C5 pairs, which shows that C3's pairwise advantage over C5 is structural, while C4's is partly length mediated. And the corrected halo audit, which contains a single cell where a sibling model scores its siblings' outputs more generously than the sibling scores itself. Each of those findings landed differently from how I expected on first pass, and both are the kind of result I would not have seen without a tri-model panel and a length-bucketed analysis. What V01 tested? The harness uses five profile conditioning conditions, named C0 through C5, with C2 reserved for a future narrative profile treatment that V01 does not run. C0 is the no-profile baseline. C1 is trait labels only, the kind of high-openness, low-conformity descriptor list that pop psychology profile shorthands tend to produce. C3 is a structured behavioral contract, specific if-then-style instructions for how the assistant should engage this user, including calibrated challenge in place of validation, anti-sycophancy cues, uncertainty preservation, repair-oriented response framing, and explicit profile fit guidance. C4 is C3 plus light scenario class hints, e.g. in interpersonal conflict, scenarios prioritize, in epistemic uncertainty scenarios prioritize, which makes C4 a strict superset of C3 in instruction content. C5 is a source packet, a composed public archetype, prose passage that gestures at a publicly recognizable persona anchor, fictionalized, and crucially without the structured behavioral contract that C3 and C4 carry. C5 is therefore a confounded test of source packets, because it varies both the source packet axis and the behavioral contract axis at the same time, which the public archetype echo discussion later in the post depends on. 8 personas are in scope, 4 public-inspired PI, user IDs starting PHI, where a public anchor is meaningful, and 4 pure synthetic PS, user IDs starting SYN, where it is not. C5 only runs against PI personas because public anchors do not exist for the synthetic ones, which means any cross-condition comparison involving C5 inherits a PI only confound that the analysis has to control for explicitly. The PI persona names are fixed template placeholder tokens, PHI slalom alter 001, and similar, that do not match any real public figure. PI personas in this work are fictionalized public anchor personas, not psychometric assessments of any specific person, and not attempts to simulate private beliefs. Each persona is paired with 6 scenarios drawn from a bank of 48 across 8 families: interpersonal conflict, procrastination avoidance, authority disagreement, creative feedback, epistemic uncertainty, moral uncertainty, shame self-interpretation, ambition status. Mean difficulty is 3.58 on a 1-5 scale and is identical between the PI and PS subsets. 3 author models generate responses, GPT-5-4, GPT-5-5 with extended reasoning and Opus, and 3 judge models score them, the same set, drawn from 2 provider families, OpenAI and Anthropic. The full Purcell math produces 648 assistant outputs, 1,944 scalar judgments from the 3 official judges, a small additional set of 19 records from a Kimi K264th judge feasibility probe is excluded from all analyses, and 3,456 pairwise judgments, which is enough for hypothesis generation, but not enough for population-level claims about scenario sensitivity, and not remotely enough for the kind of clinical meaningfulness claim that a real validation study would have to license. 3 measurement channels run on top of those outputs. A 0-5 Likert scalar rubric on 10 dimensions, helpfulness, profile fit, calibrated challenge, anti-sycophancy, agency, epistemic hygiene, emotional accuracy, boundary safety, non-caricature, transfer value, a red flag taxonomy of 25 enumerated labels, sycophancy escalation, fake certainty, generic slop, missed boundary, overpersonalization, and others, and a forced choice pairwise channel that asks judges to pick A, B, or tie with a rationale. The pairwise channel was run with same author-only scope, meaning both responses in a head-to-head come from the same author model, which isolates condition effects rather than author effects, but means that cross-author pairs, Opus C4 versus GPT-5-4C4, for instance, were not judged in V01. That scope qualifier is structurally honest about what the pairwise channel can and cannot answer, and it is the reason most of the pairwise headlines have a within-author qualifier that is not optional. The robust in-scope finding. The strongest claim in V01 is a 4-way result on the pairwise channel. Each of the 4 profile conditioning conditions, C1, C3, C4, C5, beats the no-profile baseline, C0, in same author pairwise, with Wilson 95% confidence intervals excluding 0.5 for every individual judge. This holds across the GPT-5-4 slice, the GPT-5-5 slice, and the Opus slice independently, which is the strongest internal replication check the run can offer. 2 caveats apply to that headline. Wilson intervals assume independence across pair records, which the data structure does not strictly satisfy. The same persona times scenario times author cell appears in multiple condition pair rows, so the asterisk should be read as mechanical CI flags rather than significance tests. And a cluster bootstrap by persona times scenario would likely widen these intervals enough that some marginal flags may not survive. The second caveat is that the interjudge kappa approximately 0.3, the harness shows on the categorical signal, makes every judge separately weaker replication than its surface suggests, since the judges may be calling the same outcomes for non-overlapping reasons. The narrower claim, which is one specific within conditioning comparison rather than a 4-way generalization, is that explicit behavioral contracts, C3 and C4, beat simple trait labels, C1, in same author pairwise across every judge slice. The C1 vs. C3 C4 result is clean. The C3 versus C4 result is murkier than the per judge view suggests, because GPT-5-5 and Opus separately call C4 over C3, with intervals excluding 0.5, yet the cross-provider pooled view straddles 0.5. And because C4 is a strict superset of C3 by construction, it appends scenario hints to the contract, which means C4 over C3 can pick up an instruction volume bias mechanically and is not the cleanest finding in the run. The cleanest length-controlled pair in the entire run is C3 versus C5, which is the only pair other than C0 versus C5 that has received an explicit length stratification. The length confound section walks both. The remaining headline pairs, C0 versus C1, C0 v C3, C0 versus C4, have not yet been length bucketed in V01, and C1, C3, and C4 are all longer than C0 on average. So V02's length controls will tell us how much of the headline four-way result is also tracking length. The within author qualifier is doing real work here. Pairwise was run with same author scope. So what V01 supports is the claim that, conditional on a fixed author model, judges prefer outputs generated under structured profile conditioning to outputs generated under the no profile baseline, and prefer outputs generated under behavioral contracts to outputs generated under trait labels alone. V01 does not support the broader claim that C3 C4 outputs are universally better than C0 outputs, or that one author model produces better C3 outputs than another, because cross-author pairs were not judged. A reviewer looking for the exact place where the within author scope undercuts a stronger reading will land here, and they would be right too. A real validation study would need cross-author pairwise plus human raters to license the broader generalization, neither of which V01 has. The robust pairwise findings also hold in the same direction in both the pi-only and ps-only slices, with pi-v's ps point estimates mostly within of each other for the non-C5 pairs, although C0 versus C1 is a notable exception. C0's decisive win rate is 0.214 on pi versus 0.316 on ps, so ps personas see a smaller C1 over C0 effect than pi personas, a tilde 0.10 gap that points to C1 being a weaker condition against C0, specifically on the synthetic side. The direction holds result is reassuring for the narrower question of whether the conditioning effect is being driven by one persona type alone. It is not. Under a more conservative cross-provider filter that drops same provider records and removes exact self halo entirely, the four headline C0 versus CN pairs all survive. Wilson intervals continue to exclude 0.5 for each, but two of V01's marginal asterisk flags do not. The C1 versus C5 and C3 versus C4 confidence intervals both straddle 0.5 under cross-provider. Stating both the negative and the positive cases here matters. The headlines are robust to cross-provider filtering, the two marginal pairs are not, and that asymmetry is the more honest read. The lengths confound. C5 was the condition that dominated the second half of the analysis, and the reason is that it produces longer outputs than the other conditions. The per-condition response length distribution is C0 equals 372 plus or minus 144 words, C1 equals 400 plus or minus 131, C3 equals 378 plus or minus 156, C4 equals 389 plus or minus 131, and C5 equals 518 plus or minus 153, which puts C5 at roughly 30-40% longer than the other four conditions. This is the kind of confound that pairwise judges are positioned to track without realizing it, because longer responses give the judge more surface area to like, more hedging to read as nuance, and more prose density to read as effort. V02 was already designed to test this with C1 padded, C1 brought up to C4's length with neutral padding that preserves the C1 semantic payload, and C4 shuffled, C4's words preserved, but coherent structure removed. But V01 has 648 outputs sitting in front of it and can produce a length bucketed pairwise analysis without rerunning anything. The length bucketed analysis. The length stratification table in the curated V01 report stratifies each C5 involving pair by the length difference between the two responses within the same persona times scenario times author cell. The buckets are C5's opponent much shorter than C5, 100 words, moderately shorter, 2100 words, similar within 20 words, moderately longer, much longer. For each bucket, the lower numbered condition's decisive win rate is computed across all three judges. The point of this stratification is to ask whether C5's pairwise competitiveness is a profile conditioning effect or a length effect. The C0 versus C5 result is length-weighted in aggregate, but not length-mediated within buckets. When C0 is much shorter than C5, 100-word gap, n equals 98, C5 wins 62% of decisive judgments. When C0 is moderately shorter, 2100-word gap, n equals 48, C5 wins 94%. When C0 and C5 are similar in length, within 20 words, n equals 27, C5 still wins 78%. When C0 is moderately longer, n equals 33, C5 wins 73%. When C0 is much longer, n equals 9, C0 wins 67%, the only bucket where the result reverses, and the smallest stratum in the table. If C5's advantage were purely a length effect, it should collapse toward parity at matched length. Instead, C5 wins 78% there and keeps winning when it is the shorter response. What length does explain is the headline magnitude. Most decisive C0 versus C5 pairs, 146 of 215, sit in buckets where C0 is shorter, so the pooled win rate leans on the strata where length favors C5. By the same 4 of 5 buckets standard applied to C3 versus C5 below, the C5 over C0 preference has structural shape. The pooled number overstates it. Length bias is operating in the channel. The moderately shorter bucket's 94% is hard to read any other way, but it is amplifying this preference, not creating it. The C3 versus C5 result is stable across length buckets. C3's decisive win rate over C5 runs 0.58/0.48/0.67/0.53/0.67 from C3, much shorter through C3 much longer, sitting at or above parity in 4 of 5 length strata. The 0.48 in the C3 moderately shorter bucket is functionally a near parity stratum rather than a clean win. Per bucket ends are small. The strata range from 18 to 79 records, so a fuller per bucket Wilson CI in V02 will tighten the picture. What V01 supports is the directional claim that C3 leads C5 in 4 of 5 buckets, and the structural reading that whatever C3 is doing that judges prefer is not just being shorter or longer in the right direction. C3's pairwise advantage over C5 looks structural rather than length-mediated, by which I mean rooted in whatever the behavioral contract is causing the assistant to do differently from a source packet response. The C4 versus C5 result is the one that did not survive length bucketing intact. The pool judge view shows C4 over C5, but the length stratified view is U-shaped. When C4 is much shorter than C5, n equals 93, C4 wins 56%. When C4 and C5 are similar in length, n equals 15, C4 wins only 27%. When C4 is much longer, n equals 33, C4 wins 70%. A clean monotonic length effect would predict C4 to lose heavily when much shorter, which is not what the data show, so the U-shape is more complicated than simple length mediation. The small n in the middle bucket, n equals 15, also means the 27% figure carries the most uncertainty of any single bucket and should not carry headline weight on its own. What the data does support is that the pooled C4 over C5 advantage is partly tracking length, partly tracking something else, and is not the clean structural win that the pooled view implied. The honest reading is that C4's pairwise advantage over C5 is partly length confounded and not robust to the kind of length controls V02 will introduce. So the C5 pairwise story fragments into 3 pair-specific results under length bucketing rather than the single channel divergence finding earlier drafts of the report tried to read into it. C0 v C5 is a real preference whose pooled magnitude is length inflated. C3 v C5 is structural. C4 v C5 is partly length, partly something the length analysis cannot resolve. Only the C3 versus C5 reading is clean. The other two need V02 length controls before they can carry inferential weight. This matters because the original framing was attempting to upgrade. Scalar and pairwise channels disagree about C5 into a generic claim about measurement, and the length bucketed analysis shows the disagreement is pair-specific rather than channel level. The public archetype echo question. Public archetype echo, PAE, is a hypothesis I started V01 wanting to test, and the version I came out with is much weaker than the version I started with. The hypothesis predicts that profile conditioning built from a public anchor, a familiar archetype the assistant can invoke from training data, will produce responses that recognize the type but miss the individual. The concrete predictions are elevated generic slop, elevated overpersonalization, weaker profile fit than a behavioral contract condition would produce, and intact or even elevated surface fluency. The V01 evidence consistent with PAE is real. In the pi-only scalar slice, C5 is below C1, C3, and C4 on all 10 rubric dimensions, and the largest gaps are on profile fit. C5 equals 4.23 versus C3 equals 4.43, C4 equals 4.47, helpfulness, transfer value, and epistemic hygiene. In the pi-only red flag slice, C5 has the highest any flag rate of any conditioning condition, 12.5% versus C3's 8.3% and C4's 7.4%. And the labels concentrated in C5 are generic slop and overpersonalization, both of which are exactly what PAE would predict. Pairwise judging is more complicated. GPT-5-4 was the only judge that distinguished C3 and C4 from C5 with confidence intervals that exclude 0.5. GPT-5-5 and Opus cannot, and GPT-5-4 separately cannot distinguish C3 from C4. So this pattern is local to the C5 axis, rather than evidence that GPT-5-4 is a globally more discriminative judge. The strong form of the PAE prediction that all pairwise judges detect the structural weakness is not supported. The weaker form, that at least one judge detects it on this specific axis, is consistent with GPT-5-4's pattern, but does not specify a mechanism. The structural difference confound is the reason this is still an open question rather than a settled finding. C5 is not a clean test of public archetype echo because C5 omits the behavioral contract entirely. C3 and C4 both include the contract, which specifies how the assistant should engage the user, and one of the things the contract specifies is profile fit guidance. So C5 underperforming C3 C4 on profile fit is at least partly a tautology. C5 has no profile fit instructions because C5 has no contract, and a rubric that scores how well the response satisfied the contract's profile fit guidance will score lower for any condition that lacked the guidance. The same reasoning applies to the indirect red flag labels. Generic slop and overpersonalization are predicted equally well by the response evokes a public archetype that loses the individual, and by the response has no contract telling it to ground in the specific user. And the V01 data does not discriminate between those two stories. The two direct PAE labels, caricature public anchor and public archetype echo, were defined in the red flag schema specifically to catch the PAE signature. The labels are 0 in the scalar channel, 0 out of 1,944 scalar judge records, and almost 0 in the pairwise channel. Across all 3,456 pairwise rationale records, 19 records carried at least one direct PAE label, totaling 19 label instances, 3 caricature public anchor, and 16 public archetype echo. That is 0.55% of pairwise records, distributed unevenly across judges Opus, assigned 12 instances, GPT-5-4 assigned 6, GPT-5-5 assigned 1, and concentrated on C5 involving comparisons. So the PAE signature is not totally absent from V01, but it is sparse enough that the scalar and pairwise scores around C5 are still largely driven by the indirect labels, generic slop, overpersonalization, which do not distinguish PAE from the no contract confound. A reviewer who pushed on this could fairly ask why the post is naming the hypothesis at all, given how thin the direct evidence is and that the indirect labels are equally consistent with a more boring story. The parsimonious update from this evidence shape is that PAE is at best weakly supported by V01. The direct measurement was too sparse for inferential weight, and the alternative readings that follow are reasons to keep the hypothesis live for V02 rather than reasons to declare PAE present in V01. The reason to keep PAE on the list as an open question rather than retire it is that V02, V03 has a clean way to discriminate it from the no contract confound. A C5 contract condition, which is already in flight on the codex-only side of the V02 panel. C5 contract carries the source packet plus the same C3-style behavioral contract, plus a fixed set of anti-mimicry priority rules that explicitly tell the assistant not to perform or caricature the public anchor. It holds the C3 contract constant between C3 and C5 contract and adds the source packet plus those priority rules. The C4 leg of the comparison is left to a future C5 contract C4 variant. Since C4 is a strict superset of C3 in instruction content, and the cleanest first comparison is to the C3 baseline. If C5 contract matches C3 on profile fit, the V01C5 gap was the absent contract, not PAE, and the conservative reading is behavioral contracts are essential, full stop. If C5 contract still underperforms C3 on profile fit, that is PAE evidence, because contract structure is no longer confounded with source packet presence. A C5 non-public condition, source packet narrative for synthetic personas without a public anchor, would discriminate public archetype echo from any source packet narrative without contract, which is the second axis of the confound. C5 contract is in fact already part of the V02 codex-only run that has begun executing on the OpenAI side of the panel, alongside C1 padded and C4 shuffled for the length confound. Until those V02 results land, PAE is a hypothesis that V01 cannot test cleanly, and the appropriate framing for V01 is the conservative one. Behavioral contracts are essential. The V01 evidence is consistent with PAE and equally consistent with any condition without a behavioral contract underperforms on profile fit-driven dimensions. And the next run is the one that tells us which. When the sibling judges its sibling. Adding GPT-5.5 to the panel produced one finding I did not expect, and which only becomes visible once you have more than one model from a single provider family in the run. With one OpenAI model and one Anthropic model, the prior two model design, exact self halo, a judge preferring outputs that the judge itself authored, is structurally inseparable from same provider halo. A judge preferring outputs from a sibling in the same family, because the only same family pair is the model judging itself. With two OpenAI models on the panel, the two halo types become distinguishable for the OpenAI side. GPT-5.4 judging GPT-5.5 authored outputs, or GPT-5.5 judging GPT-5.4 authored outputs, separates the same provider effect from the exact self effect. The halo audit reports per cell deltas indexed by condition and author, where each cell shows how various judge group score outputs authored by that model relative to cross-provider judges scoring the same outputs. The single cell finding I want to surface, because it is genuinely counterintuitive and load-bearing for the post's narrower halo claim, is on calibrated challenge at C0 for outputs authored by GPT-5.5. GPT-5.5, the self-judge, scored its own outputs plus 0.646 higher than Opus, the cross-provider judge, scored the same outputs, and GPT-5.4, the sibling judge, scored those same GPT-5.5 authored outputs plus 0.729 higher than Opus did. The sibling halo exceeded the self halo on the cell. A same family judge was, in this one combination of dimension and condition and author, more generous to a sibling's outputs than the sibling was to its own. That is one cell, and I want to be careful about how much weight it carries. The deltas are point estimates with no standard error or paired bootstrap CI computed, on per cell n of at most a few dozen outputs, 8 personas times 6 scenarios spread across conditions and author models, with C0 cells carrying only the C0 share. So the 0.083-point gap between sibling halo, plus 0.729, and exact self halo, plus 0.646, is well inside the noise envelope of what V01 can resolve. Other cells in the audit show the opposite ordering. On emotional accuracy for GPT-5.5 authored outputs at C0, the exact self-halo is +0625, and the sibling halo is +0521, which is the more intuitive direction. On profile fit for the same author and condition, the orderings flip again toward the intuitive direction, GPT-5.5, exact self, +0521 versus GPT-5.4, same provider +0333. The Halo audit appendix in the curated report has the full table. The single cell finding is not same provider Halo always exceeds exact self Halo, which is a generalization the V01 data does not support. The narrower defensible claim is that the two Halo types are separable when the panel includes more than one model from a provider family, which the prior two model design could not test, and that on at least one combination of dimension, condition, and author, the same provider Halo can numerically exceed the exact self Halo, within whatever per cell noise applies. Treating that observation as a stable capability claim about same provider Halo would overstate V01. Treating it as evidence that the two Halo types behave differently across cells is what the data does license. The mechanism for same provider Halo could be at least three different things, which V01 cannot distinguish. The first is provider family preference, a judge consistently rewarding its own family's outputs because of something specific to family-level training or safety tuning. The second is stylistic similarity, sibling models producing outputs with shared formatting, hedging, and rhetorical structure that other siblings recognize and reward. The third is shared training data biases, phrasings and framings that feel correct to both siblings because both were exposed to similar pre-training data. A short stylometric audit in V02, response length, formatting density, hedging frequency, would help discriminate the family preference reading from the stylistic similarity reading, which V01 cannot do with one OpenAI cell. Opus's Halo signature looked structurally different from the GPT models on the calibrated challenge cell, with a near zero exact self delta of +0021. On first read, this looks like the optimistic story Opus has less self bias than the GPTs. The same cell evidence rules that read out. On emotional accuracy, Opus rates its own outputs at -0.115 below cross-provider judges, which is implausible as genuine self-bias absence, and more plausibly indicates that Opus is rating all outputs more strictly than the GPTs, including its own. The honest reading is that Opus's Halo signature is structurally different, possibly less self-bias on calibrated challenge specifically, possibly stricter scoring across the board. And V02 should add a comparison of scalar variance across all conditions before this is read as a property of Opus rather than a strictness artifact. Modest agreement, modest scale. A measurement framework scalar tables are only as informative as the inter-judge agreement supporting them, and V01's agreement is real but modest. Inter-judge kappa on red flag labels lands at 0.32 between GPT-5.4 and GPT-5.5, 0.33 between GPT-5.4 and Opus, and 0.29 between GPT-5.5 and Opus, computed over the labels where kappa is computable for each pair. Label counts vary. Degenerate marginal cells where both judges always agree at zero are dropped. The 0.21040 range is conventionally labeled fair in the standard kappa benchmark scale. Although subsequent literature has criticized those labels as arbitrary, and the numeric values are what matters operationally, which is that the judges agree more often than chance, but not at the level that would license treating any one judge as ground truth. The pooling I do across the three judges throughout the scalar tables is motivated by the red flag agreement above, which is a different measurement from scalar agreement, and V01 does not directly measure scalar agreement, paired kappa on dichotomized scalar judgments, or ICC/Krippendorf's alpha on the continuous scale. V02 should add this measurement. Until it does, scalar pooling rests on an unmeasured assumption that scalar agreement is at least as high as red flag agreement, which is plausible but not demonstrated. The same caveat applies to the pairwise pooling the length confound analysis performs. Bucket-level decisive win rates are computed across all three judges without an explicit inter-judge agreement check on A-B tie codes, and the pairwise kappa or FLES equivalent should be reported alongside the scalar agreement metric in V02. The Likert ceiling matters for how scalar gaps should be read. V01 means cluster between 4 and 4.8 on a 0-5 scale, which puts most cell-to-cell differences, 0.05020, within the per-cell standard error these data can support. They are descriptive, not tested for significance, and V01 reports point estimates only, with no scalar standard errors, paired bootstrap CIs, or Cohen's DV02's anchored 0-10 rubric is specifically designed to spread the distribution and recover headroom, which should reduce the rubric ceiling problem. V01 does not have that fix. The pairwise channel does have Wilson confidence intervals, but those assume independence across pair records, and the same persona times scenario times author cell appears in multiple condition pair rows, which inflates effective and a cluster bootstrap CI by persona times scenario would likely widen the pairwise intervals. Some of the marginal asterisk flags may not survive that widening, which is one of the methodological items cued for the eventual paper draft. What V02 and V03 should resolve? Update May 2026. The V02 run described below has since completed and published. See Psyche Eval V02. The Plan C5 contract headline did not survive counterbalanced OB-BA judging, and V02 surfaced a slot B position bias in pairwise LLM judges, -0 to +031, judge family specific, that the V01 pairwise channel used in this post did not control for. The V02 design that is currently in flight on the codex-only side of the panel addresses the length confound directly. C1 padded brings C1's response length up to C4's with neutral padding that preserves the C1 semantic payload, and C4 shuffled preserves C4's words but scrambles its coherent structure. Together, those two conditions test whether C4's advantage over C1 is a length effect or a behavioral contract effect, and whether the contract structure adds value beyond the content of the words, with the caveat that scrambling also changes coherence and readability, so C4 shuffled is a stress test of structure plus coherence, not a clean isolation of either alone. The length bucketed analysis from V01 already suggests some of the marginal pairwise findings will not survive length-controlled comparisons, and V02 will tell us which ones do. C5 contract is the load-bearing addition for the PAE story, and is also in the V02 codex-only run that has begun executing. It carries the source packet plus the same C3-style behavioral contract, which is the cleanest discriminator of public archetype echo from the no behavioral contract, confound, and lets the comparison hold the contract constant against C3. Three additional C5 variants are queued for V03 rather than V02. C5 non-public, a source packet narrative for synthetic personas without a public anchor, would discriminate the public anchor effect from the source packet form effect. C5 short, the C5 source packet constrained to the same response length as C3-C4, would address the length confound for C5 directly. And C5-BHAVIORLIZED, the C5 source packet rewritten as if-then behavioral instructions, would test whether prose form is the locus of weakness, separate from source content. Beyond the new conditions, V02 should add the methodological hardening that V01 disclosed, but did not run. Cluster bootstrap CIs by persona times scenario times author would replace the Wilson CIs throughout the pairwise tables and would tell us how much effective and inflation is driving the marginal flags. Scalar inter judge ICC or Krippendorf's alpha would defend the scalar pooling decision that V01 currently rests on the red flag kappa. A stylometric audit on response length, formatting density, and hedging frequency would help discriminate provider family preference from stylistic similarity in the same provider halo finding. A small unblinded mechanism audit, where a judge is shown the C5 source packet and asked to mark responses that echo the public archetype rather than serving the scenario, would do the work the blinded direct PAE labels could not, since they were never assigned. A human calibration sample, tilde 30-50 pairwise comparisons, 2-3 raters across C0, C1, C3, C4, C5, would tell us how well-modeled judges track human judgments on the dimensions psyche eval claims to measure, which is the methodology question that has to be answered before any of this can credibly migrate from harness pilot to validated framework. The thing V01 is not going to tell us, no matter how many rounds of review the report passes through, is whether psyche profiles improve outcomes for real users with real problems. That is a separate study, with human raters and real users and real ground truth, and the methodology pilot is the first of several rounds that have to converge before any such study could be run with confidence in what the framework is measuring. V02 narrows the open questions in V01, but it is still a run on synthetic personas and scenarios, and the human validation step is a much later milestone. Closing. The cleanest thing to say about V01 is that the within-author pairwise headlines are observed in scope. Profile conditioning beats the no-profile baseline, and behavioral contract conditioning beats trait label conditioning in this run, on this harness, with this judge panel, and that almost everything else worth knowing in the data comes from the confounds. The length confound on C5 fragments the C5 pairwise picture into three different stories. C3 over C5 survives length stratification cleanly, C5 over C0 survives in direction, but not in magnitude, the preference holds at matched length. The pooled win rate is length inflated, and C4 over C5 is partly length confounded. Even the cleanest of those is built on per bucket and small enough that the picture will sharpen in V02. The behavioral contract confound on C5 means that V01 cannot tell PAE apart from any condition without a contract underperforms on profile fit-driven dimensions. And the conservative reading is the one I think the data licenses. The sibling halo finding is one cell with no significance test, and the broader claim it supports is just that the two halo types are separable when the panel composition allows it, which is a methodological observation about what trimodal pilots can detect that two model pilots cannot. The thing that surprised me most across the review rounds is how often the more conservative claim turned out to be the essential one. On every axis where I started with a stronger reading, versions like C5 underperforms across the board, or scalar and pairwise tension is itself a core measurement finding, or same provider halo exceeds exact self halo as a general property, the more careful reading was the one that survived stress testing. The next round of the psyche eval harness, V02, is in flight on the codex only side and includes the length controls, C1 padded, C4 shuffled, and the load bearing PAE separator, C5 contract, that V01 disclosed but could not run. A follow-up post will run when V02 results land. A further follow-up will run when human calibration is sampled against the harness, which is the methodology gate that has to be passed before any of this can credibly migrate from harness pilot to validated framework. V01 was the first complete trimodal harness run. What it produced is mostly a list of better questions to ask next. Update May 2026. The V02 follow-up is published. Psyche Eval V02. It retracts the planned C5 contract headline under counterbalanced OBBA judging and reports a slot B position bias in pairwise judges that bears directly on the pairwise channel this post relies on. The frozen V01 artifacts, curated trimodal report, run manifest, judge scores, pairwise scores, scalar metrics JSON, failure cards, live in the Psyche Eval workspace under the 2026-04-26 micro tri model run tag. Numeric claims in this post are traceable to those artifacts, per bucket Wilson CIs, Purcell Halo deltas, and full red flag tabulations sit in the curated report. V02 will publish its own artifacts under a separate run tag when complete.